All right, welcome back to the show. This is your boy Junior Teddy Bear on Culture Shock Entertainment Radio, Shock Therapy with JTB, the Junior Teddy Bear. We have on the line with us Quentin Demps, formerly from the Kansas City Chiefs, now with the New York Giants. Welcome to the show, sir.
Hey, what's up, man? Thanks for having me, man. I really appreciate the time.
And we appreciate you taking the time out for us. You mind if I just jump right into the questions?
Absolutely not.
Well, I wanted to first ask, we know that you just signed with the New York Giants, and I was trying to see, where was your focus on that? What was your focus on trying to go with the New York Giants? What was your endeavors and hopes to see what's going to happen this year?
New York, man, New York just seemed to fit me. It seemed to be, you know, I played with the Eagles, so I'm familiar with the Giants. And, man, it just seemed to be a place where they're trying to win right now. And that's what I was trying to be a part of, an organization that's trying to win, you know, right now. I didn't want to go somewhere that's building. And so they reached out, man, we got a deal done.
Hey, man, that's good. That's good stuff. Now, I know that a lot of people can find you in the sports arena as far as the football game, as far as your past and the things that you've, you know, applied towards the sports industry. But I wanted to tackle a little more, since we are a faith-based show, on the faith-based aspects that you have going on in your life at this time. Go ahead, sir.
Go ahead. No, go ahead. Especially with what?
Especially with the new record label, Purpose by Faith. Can you give us a little more insight on that?
Okay, yeah. Man, I'm just a vessel. You know, from God, that, you know, I have a platform, you know, with the NFL, and we all know the NFL is going to come to an end one day. And so, man, my music career, man, is just kind of me, a way that I can transition, you know, when ball is done. It's something that I'm very passionate about. We launched the label about two months ago, and, you know, we're still growing. We just hope, man, to provide a generation with music that, you know, could bring hope, man, and, you know, kind of take away, man, the poison that they've been hearing.
Amen. Now, where did your foundation in faith come from?
My mother, man, she did a great job, man, of, making sure I went to church. You know, the Bible says you got to train up a child in the way that he should go, and when he's older, he won't depart from it. So it all started right there, man, just her. You know, her keeping me off the streets, because I tried everything in my power to be a thug, to be a gangster, man. That was just my environment. My mother did a good job, man, of putting a ball in my hands and whooping my butt, man, keeping me off the streets.
Amen, amen. There's nothing like a good mother. They always joke with me. I make sure that my mother is provided for and make sure that she tries to want for nothing, because I remember what she had to
Absolutely.
Go through to get to me where I am now. And so kudos
Absolutely,
to a
man.
Man who respects their mother, because if a man can respect their mother, I know he can respect his woman as well.
Absolutely, so, man. No doubt.
So also with your new group, Purpose by Faith Music Group, I know that you stated that you wanted to have all genres of music in tune with this group. What type of music exactly can we start, hearing from you in the first beginning stages of this?
And when I say all genres, I was just trying to make sure, you know, we don't come off as just a rap label.
Yeah.
So, you know, in the future, man, my vision is to have, you know, an artist who, you know, who does, you know, gospel singing, or maybe an artist who, you know, plays a saxophone, or just, you know, just kind of touching every area of music, and not just really focusing on rap, you know, because rap will only reach so many people. But, you know, I'm trying to reach, you know, the whole world. So I want to have different aspects of music on my label.
Amen. Amen. Now, I did want to ask this question as well. I know with your busy schedule and all that you have to do, especially with the obligations with the NFL, how do you fit faith into your lifestyle now? How do you get a chance to make it to church, you know, make it to different things and events?
Well, it's the off season, you know, so that allows a lot of time. I know during the season, man, it's pretty hard. You know, like I said, we play on Sundays, so it's really, really unlikely to go to church because we might have a game right around the time church starts. So the off season, man, really opens the door, man, for me to have a lot of time to build with my church that I had a team on a regular basis. And I'm going on my 7 year in the league, so I kind of learned how to balance that,
Hey, man, you got to keep that composure. I know you don't want to just run up on the stage and start preaching. You know, you're in the off season. You got to get as much in as you can. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. Yes, sir.
Now, what the local church do you go to? Are you allowed to have a chance to go ahead and, you know, present your music to them on that basis, have that stage in the gospel arena to do that?
Yeah. My pastor does a good job, man, of, you know, giving me opportunities. Like, you know, we do spoken word for once a month. I may open up a service with some spoken word stuff. And, you know, but I try not to get in the way. I try to, man, just serve my local church, man. And just really start from serving. Just watch the Lord do his work from there.
Amen. Now, can you tell me about the track you have, My Conscience, that's now available on download at www.purposebyfaith.com? But can you tell me a little bit about that track?
Yeah, right now, as an artist, man, I'm in a stage of kind of just venting, or kind of just, man, you know, putting my thoughts or putting the reason behind, you know, me rapping right now. And that's kind of what My Conscience was, man. It's kind of all those in one. You know, if you listen to it, man, I really paint a picture about a guy maybe struggling with confidence to even, you know, pursue his calling in music. I'm kind of talking to myself at the beginning, like more passion. And so it's kind of one of those things, man. I'm kind of wrestling with myself, and I kind of just paint a picture of, I got so many things going on, I can barely hear my conscience. You know, I'm trying to use this music to vent. But I can barely hear my conscience. So it's kind of, you know, heading in that direction.
Okay. Now with your fan base, what type of response did you receive from your fan base when they started seeing you going to the gospel hip hop arena? Was there a strong, you know, transition? Was it easy? Was it smooth?
It hasn't been smooth, but it hasn't been you know, too hard either. But I think a lot of my fan base is locker room. You know, I kind of see them guys kind of clicking to me, really, really trying to get behind me and support me. Because they know who I am, and they know what I'm rapping is real, and it comes from a real place. And they, you know, they can understand it more than anybody, really, because they see me live it out on a daily basis. But you know, I get a little friction sometimes from the, you know, from the people who stereotype the athletes and rapping stuff like that. But you know, that's just part of it, man. Anytime you don't get any friction, I mean, you're not doing something right, you know. So it's been well, man. You know, we've been growing. I'm looking forward to what
the future holds. Hey, man, I know one of the biggest things in the church arena is that when they hear gospel rap, they automatically start thinking negativity. And I know many churches, it's hard for them to adapt into it. And so, you know, prayerfully, your church is not one of those churches that shunned down on it to begin with. Did you have to try to persuade the church, or did they accept you inside the church?
I think it's the name. When you hear gospel rap, it just sounds corny. Mm. It sounds kind of yucky. Like, that ain't right. It don't go together. You know what I'm saying? But if you change the name to like truth music, or you know, like you said, Christian hip hop or something like that, it kind of you know, loosens them up. When you hear gospel rap, it's kind of like, what? That don't make no sense. You know, so I think that the name of what we're calling it, you know, plays a factor into how people receive it. My church is fine with it, man. My pastor believes in it. As long as you follow me, and doing what's right, I do something that you're passionate about. No wrong with it.
Amen. As long as you keep that foundation, I agree 100%. A few more things. Can you tell me a little bit about the talent search that you do?
Yeah, we had a talent search upon launching the label. Just wanted to get the fans involved. Man, we picked the winner on February 20th, guy by the name of Ellison. He just came off real passionate, very talented. He's young, and sky's the limit with him.
Oh. Okay, and one more question. Are you still there?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, I didn't know if the phone had dropped. I'm sorry. One more question. Now, can you give us a little information how we can get more information as far as your mixtape that's getting ready to come out? Some more information about your faith-based endeavors, more about Purpose by Faith?
Yeah, man, you can always follow me, Purpose by Faith, on Twitter, at Purpose by Faith. We have purposebyfaith.com. I'm at QDemps at Twitter. I'm at QDemps on Instagram. Connect with me, man, and I'll stay in contact, and be on the lookout for more music and more things happening.
Now, do you have an inspirational thought that you could give us?
An inspirational thought that I could give you? I got a lot of inspirational thoughts, man. You know, without no struggle, there's no progress. So life struggles, man, are meant to, you know, grow you. Embrace them and learn from it.
Amen. Amen. One more thing. Now, with the inspirational thoughts that you gave, could you tell me which one is closest to your heart? Like, which one, if you had to tell a young man off the street right now, to give them a sense of salvation, give them a sense of understanding of where you came from, how could you give us some information towards that young man?
The Bible says that the Lord goes throughout the whole earth looking to show himself strong on behalf of one whose heart is loyal to him. So I would say that no matter what you've been taught, no matter what you've learned, God is searching for people who have a heart that's for him. He's not looking for somebody to be religious. He's not looking for a whole bunch of works. He just wants your heart, meaning your mind, body, and your soul. So I would just tell him that, you know, really seek after God, and you know, you'll find a sense of purpose. You'll find a sense of belonging in the world. You know, you'll feel at peace. You won't be lost. But you got to really be all in. You got to really have your heart in this thing. that's what I would tell him. And that's my,
you know. Amen. Now, we could have went so much more into the NFL, but I want people to get to know you from this side of the aspect of things, and all the other stuff they can look up, man. But I really wanted to hear your passion about your music, your passion about Christ, and I am so glad and thankful that you shared that with us today. By all means,
no, man, thank you, man.
You're welcome. But by all means, we continually pray for you. We pray for everyone that is connected and associated with you. We pray that God continues to flourish and move in your life. We know that all things work together for the good of them that believe. And for us that are believers, we continue to believe and support you in with everything that you do.
Man, thanks for that encouragement, man. That's so needed, man, because sometimes I feel like I'm fighting an uphill battle. But like I said, man, people get behind me. The sky's the limit, you know, so I really appreciate that.
Hopefully soon we can start doing some tour dates. Maybe we could get you in Cleveland and start rocking the scene down here, man. People have to hear your voice. They have to hear your word, man.
Absolutely, man. Absolutely. I agree, man. Hey, I'm available. PurposeByFaith.com, man, and the booking and whatnot, and we can make it work.
All right. Have you ever thought about hitting up the Cleveland Browns? No, Kai, you don't have to comment on that one.
You crazy, man. No doubt.
But by all means, man, we love you. We love you in the name of the Lord. And we praying for nothing but great expectations in your life and everything that you do, everything you touches. We already claim it as blessed.
Amen. Praise
the name. Amen.